While they may have claimed far lap, New Zealand now has one back over the Aussies in the form of Georgia Rose Brown. The Australian-born artistic gymnast was today named in the New Zealand Olympic team for Paris 2024 after officially switching allegiances to Aotearoa in January. Joining me now is sports reporter Jonty Dine. So, Jonty, is this considered to be quite the coup, is it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's a very decorated athlete. Brown has won 3 Commonwealth Games medals competing for Australia. 2 silvers and a bronze, and also went to the 2012 London Games as a travelling reserve. But now she's officially an Olympian with New Zealand, so switching the gold for black, qualifying through her mother, who is from Palmerston North. Speaking today, she said it's been a whirlwind, but the transition has been nice and smooth due to the New Zealand team being so welcoming, and it was hard for her to explain just how much it means.
To represent New Zealand, to represent my mum's side, to wear a silver fern, like, and I'm actually a little lost for words right now. I think, okay, I feel like all the emotions are coming up now. So just want to say such an honour, and it's so, so exciting. There was always something that just kept drawing me back. And yes, I went on to make a couple Commonwealth Games and World Championships. I always was so close to making it, and I just felt like there was still more in me. And then I think that I can do it. And I think there's just like a burning fire that was just kind of like, come on, like, you just give it, just keep going. Just like, you're so close every time. Like, maybe this one's the one.
So yeah, after coming so close previously, finally her chance on the Olympic stage. She will compete in the all-round individual, so that's vault, beam, floor, and her specialty, which is the uneven bars. And we will get to see get the chance to see her in action later this month before the Games, because she will be competing at the Oceania Championships here in Auckland starting on May 25th.
And you tell me that the wait is finally almost over for the Black Jag. I shall withdraw and apologise. I have no idea what the Black Jag or who the Black Jag is.
It's okay.
Enlighten me.
I shall. So, Kiwi MMA star Carlos Ulberg, he's had to be very patient for his next fight after 3 of his scheduled bouts were cancelled. So he'll meet Alonzo Menafield at light heavyweight at UFC Fight Night in Missouri this Sunday. So that'll be his first fight since September of last year. He was set to take on Dominic Reyes in January, but Ulberg withdrew with injury. It was rebooked for March, but again fell through, this time when Reyes was injured. So after Menafield stepped in, he asked for that March fight, he asked for more time. So finally rebooked for this Sunday. So it has been a long road, but speaking to media today, Ulberg said the delay simply meant more time in the camp, so he comes into this fight fully fit and healthy. He has said his opponent has plenty of power, and we do know, of course, that Ulberg likes to stand and trade, but he said whether it's a slugfest or a chess match, he's expecting to come out on top.
It could go either way. It could be a total mess, fight of the night kind of fight, or it could just be a pick him apart kind of fight. So it's my time now to shine and get out there and show myself. I've been around for a while, so I know what to expect.
So Menafield is 15-3 in his MMA career, coming off 2 strong wins. But Ulberg, of course, riding that 5-fight unbeaten streak, and his most recent win, coming via 3rd-round rear naked choke, the first mission of his career. So he said he has evolved as a fighter and deserves to be in that top 15, which he will most likely be with a win on Sunday. So Fight Night will air on Sky from 11 a.m, and the main event will be a clash of the big boys at heavyweight, with Derek Lewis taking on Rodrigo Nascimento. Of course, Lewis has the most knockouts in UFC history, so bound to be plenty of fireworks.
So Fight Night starts at morning tea time.
Around then, yeah. Good thing to watch over your crumpets and tea.
Thank you, Jonty. That is our sports reporter, Jonty Dine.